Hey everyone, welcome to this quick demo of Subway Surfers. This is an audio version of the mainstream game. For those of you that may not know, this is, I don't know how popular the game is, but it's a mobile game that's been around since I think 2012. And someone made this into an audio game, which I think is pretty cool. It's using the same sounds and the same music tracks. And the basic idea is it's an endless runner type of game. I think you have different characters that you can play as. And you're running on three different lanes, so either on the left, right, or in the middle. There are traps that you have to dodge, there are things that you have to jump over and I think duck under, there are trains that you have to dodge, and power-ups. So I'm going to go ahead and
desktop list Subway Surfers.
Run this here.
Make Subway Surfers Blind 1.1.2.
Yeah. So here we are in the main menu. Of course, this being a standard menu in audio-based games, you use up and down keys.
What's new? Start game. What's new? Shop. Achievements, options, how to play, learn game sounds, check for updates, exit.
Most of these are pretty self-explanatory.
Check learn game sounds, how to play.
If you go into how to play, this will tell you how to play the game. I'm going to be explaining that as I go, but you might want to go in here and
options.
Check some stuff. Let's go in here into options.
Options. SFX volume 100.
This is the volume for sound effects. You can turn it up and down. If I down arrow.
Music volume 10.
This is the volume for the music. Now, I do recommend turning this down.
Music volume 9.
So if I hit the left arrow key, that will turn it down. If I hit the right key,
music volume 10.
It will turn it up. So I'm going to turn it down to 5.
Music volume 6. Music volume 5.
Because the music starts at like 20 or actually, I think it's closer to excuse me. Jeez. Closer to 30%, I think. So it's pretty loud, so I would turn it down.
Check for updates on startup. On. Check for updates on startup. Off. Check for updates on startup. On.
With these menu options, you can toggle them or change the value by hitting right and left.
Output device. System default. Menu sound HRTF. On. Speech. On.
You can turn speech on and off.
Safety settings.
Sappy settings. This is if you're not using a screen reader.
Difficulty, easy.
You can change the difficulty.
Meters, on.
I'm not sure what meters.
Coin counters, on.
And coin counters do. I'm not totally sure what those are.
Quest changes, on.
Quest changes, again, not sure what that's all about.
Coin counters, on.
Oh, actually, you know what? I think that speaks coin information.
Meters on.
But meters, I'm not sure what that is.
Quest change controls back.
And then you have the list of controls.
Controls. Active input. Keyboard.
You can. Okay, so I think it just has keyboard. I don't know if this supports joysticks. It might, but I don't have one hooked up.
Binding profile. Keyboard.
Binding profile.
Customize bindings. Reset keyboard.
Okay.
Customize bindings.
You can actually change the keyboard commands.
Keyboard bindings. Menu up, up arrow. Menu down, down arrow.
So I'm just up and down through here. If I go to something.
Menu up, up arrow.
And hit.
Press a key for menu up. Press escape to cancel.
Okay, yeah. So you press it. So you go to the choice that you want. Hit enter and then choose the key that you want by pressing it. I'm just going to hit escape.
Control reassignment canceled. Menu down, down arrow, confirm, enter, back, escape, option decrease, left arrow, option increase, right arrow, move left arrow, move right arrow, jump, up arrow, roll, down arrow, activate hoverboard, space, pause, escape, toggle speech, M, reset to defaults, back.
So you can customize the keyboard commands if you don't like them.
Controls, least back, options, back, main menu, what's new?
Okay. What's new will tell you what's been changed in the current version.
Shop.
You have the shop. You can go in here and buy upgrades for your experience, or you can buy different things that can help you.
Achievements.
You have a list of achievements that you can get.
Options. How to play. Learn game sounds.
Let's go through here real quick.
Learn game sounds. Coin pickup. Coin pickup. Plays when you collect a coin on the track. Coin bank. Coin bank. Plays when coins are added to your save total. Jump. Jump. Plays when you perform a normal jump. Roll. Roll. Plays when you duck under a high obstacle. Lane change. Lane change. Plays when you move left or right between lanes. Landing. Landing. Plays when you land after a normal jump. Stumble. Stumble. Plays after a standard hit that still leaves one chance. Side stumble. Side stumble. Plays after a side impact warning stumble.
Now the speech actually might drown this out, but I will go back here in just a second and play these.
Bush stumble. Bush stumble. Plays when you hit a bush and survive the impact. Crash.
Crash.
Plays when a hoverboard absorbs a crash. Death. Death. Main run over sound after the final hit. Body fall. Body fall. Body impact layer used during a full run loss. Hit camera. Hit camera. Heavy hit layer used during the run over sequence. Guard catch. Guard catch. Plays when the guard reaches you after a serious collision.
When the guard reaches you after a serious collision. I think you're being chased. See, I'm not totally sure how this game works.
Guard loop. Guard loop. Short guard pressure loop after the first stumble.
Guard pressure loop after the... Okay.
Power up. Power up. Plays when you collect or activate a positive power item. Power down. Power down. Plays when a temporary power effect expires. Magnet loop. Magnet loop. Looping sound while the coin magnet is active. Jetpack loop. Jetpack loop. Looping sound while the jetpack is active. Mystery box. Mystery box. Plays when a mystery box is collected or opened. Mission reward. Mission reward. Reward chime for milestones, missions, and progress.
I've heard this sound all the time because my sister Kathy plays this game all the time.
Mission reward. Reward chime.
So yeah, I've always heard that sound.
Train pass. Train pass. Warning flyby for a train moving through the scene.
So there's the train.
Run start. Run start. Opening sound when a new run begins. Head start shake. Head start shake. Head start launch shake effect. Head start spray. Head start spray. Head start spray layer during the run intro. Cash reward. Cash reward. Reward sound for large coin payouts. Close burst. Close burst. Sharp UI burst used before the revive choice. Shop tap. Shop tap. Plays when a shop purchase is accepted. Unlock. Unlock. Reward unlock sound for items and keys. Left footstep. Left footstep. Regular left foot running step. Right footstep. Right footstep. Super sneakers jump. Super sneakers jump. High jump launch used by super sneakers and BOGO. Super sneakers left step. Super sneakers left step. Super letter slide. Letter slide. Plays when word hunt letters or intro tiles slide in. Mystery combo. Mystery combo. Bonus layer used for special mystery rewards. Kick. Kick. Impact layer used in the run over sequence. Heavy landing. Heavy landing. Heavy landing used after strong jumps or head start endings. Short near miss. Short near miss. Short near miss pass sound for a very quick close call. Medium medium near miss. Medium near miss pass sound for a close call. Long near miss. Long near miss. Warning pulse. Warning pulse. Warning pulse for hazards and support items ahead. Back. Main menu. What's start game?
So those are the sounds. Let's actually do a
learn games check for update exit.
Run through here.
How to option shop. What's new? Achieve option. How to learn game. Learn coin. Coin pickup. Speech mode off. Speed shop. What's next? Start game.
So there's the preview of the sounds so that you can hear it without the speech.
Run setup. Head start. 0-1.
Okay. So I actually have some stuff here. You can get head starts.
Score booster. 0-0.
And score boosters. I think the head start will launch you into the air and let you progress into the level so that you get further quicker.
Begin run. Score booster. 0-0.
There's a score booster that I think it boosts your score when you start.
Head start.
These are sliders, so if I wanted to apply the head start.
Head start.
Or actually, no, you have to hit enter.
Head start. 1-0. Head start. 0-1.
That will toggle between none and different quantities depending on how much you have.
Head start. 1-0. Score booster. 0. No score boosters available. Head start. 1-0. 1. Begin run.
So if I begin now, I should be able to just start going here.
Head start active for one charge.
Alright, so now I'm not doing anything right now.
250 meters. Head start reward. Super sneakers. Roll now. 10.
Oh, and it told me to roll, but I didn't react
jump
quick
now.
Enough.
Mission complete. Jump 18 times. 500 meters. 20 coins.
Okay.
Magnet. 30 coins.
Oh, I see.
Turn left lane.
Turn left.
750 meters. Magnet expired. Opening mystery box. Jump now. 60 coins.
I got something. I don't know what was in that box.
Turn right now. Center lane. 1,000 meters. Roll now.
Roll now.
Super sneakers. 70 coins.
I got some
roll now. 80 coins.
Super sneakers. I think that makes me...
90 coins. 1,250 meters. Turn left. Left lane.
Turn left.
100 coins.
All right, now I'm gonna actually go back in for
110 coins, 1,500 meters.
Our next
jump now. Score 4,714 coins. One score 4,714 coins. 110. Death reason: hit low obstacle. Run again. Main menu. Main menu. What's new?
All right, so let's go back into options.
Shot achieve options. Options. Music volume.
I'm going to turn the music off because I find it distracting.
Check for output device, menu sound, speech, savings, difficult, meters, on, meters, up.
I'm going to turn off meters.
Coin counters, on.
And coin counters.
Coin counters, up.
So I think those control the messages that it tells you, and I find that's a bit too much speech.
Meters, off. Coin counters, off.
All right. So let's back. Do this. Oh, and I should mention a couple things here too. Home and end.
SFX volume 100.
Take you to the top and bottom of menus.
Back. Main menu.
And the game is open source on GitHub, so if people want to contribute to it, they can.
What's new? Start game.
So let's go ahead.
Run setup. Score booster. 0-0. Head start. 0-0. 0. Score boost. Begin run.
Let's actually begin.
Run started. Turn left now. Left lane.
Alright.
Jump now.
It should be more, less,
less. Turn right. Mission complete. Change lanes 26 times. Mission set complete. Permanent multiplier is now X4. Center lane. Jump now.
Now.
Jump now. Roll now. Roll now. One chance. Jump now.
I got hit by a train.
Turn right now. Center lane. Pogo stick.
Now you can hit.
Jump now. Pogo stick expired.
You can hit escape. Hang on a second.
Magnet. Roll now. Score 3,998. Coins 77. Death reason: hit high obstacle. Run again. Main menu.
Oh, okay. I guess I was supposed to roll.
Run again. Main menu.
So I don't know, because I think you should be able to turn off the speech if you want and play this just by listening to the sound cues. But I don't I don't understand how you can know to jump or roll based on just the sounds. It might be those beeps.
What's new? Shop.
I'll have to do some more experimentation. Let's show you the shop, though.
Shop. By hoverboard cost. 300 coins owned. 0 coins. 1,168.
All right, so I have 1,168 coins.
Open mystery box cost. 500 coins. Buy head start cost. 2,000 coins. Buy score booster cost. 3,000 character upgrades active. Jake. Back.
There are a bunch of different characters, which again I think is normal in the Subway Surfers game. Each character, to my knowledge, has a different ability.
Character upgrades active. Jake. Jake active level 1/3 coin banking plus 6%. Coins, 1,168. Tricky locked unlock, 2,200 coins. Fresh locked unlock, 3,600 coins. Unity locked unlock.
So like, if I go to Tricky?
Tricky lock Tricky. Status, locked unlock cost, 2,200 coins. Burke, hoverboard shield plus zeros. Unlock character cost, 2,200 coins. Unlock character first to upgrade. Back, character upgrades active.
So you can do things like that.
Back, boombot locked unlock, 7,800 coins. Back, back.
Let's main do,
what's in start game?
Let's do one more run here.
Run setup, heads, score booth, begin run. Run started, jump active. Center lane, opening mystery box, 21 coins. Roll now. Turn left, left lane. Paused. Resume.
So if I hit escape.
Return to main menu. Resume.
You can just resume or go to the menu.
Resume. Jump now. Jetpack.
Yeah, I'm definitely liking having less speech.
Jetpack expire.
That's nice.
Magnet. Turn right. Jump now.
Right, hit once. So I have one more hit to go.
No hoverboards. Turn left now. Left lane.
I don't have any hoverboards.
Magnet. Roll now. Score. 3,000 coins. 99. Death reason. Hit high obstacle. Run again. Main menu.
Alright, well, that should give you a good idea of how the game is played.
How learned. Check for updates. How to options.
You know what? Let's go through achievements real quick.
Achievement. Achievements 2/8. Dodger coin collector unlocked. Dodger 78/500. Change lanes 500 times. Jumper 88/300.
It tells you the progress that you've made to unlocking a particular achievement, and if you press enter.
Jump 300 times. Roll Master 27/300. Roll 300 times. Box Hunter 18/25. Open 25 mystery or super boxes. Survivor unlocked. Reach 1,500 meters in a single run. Daily streak 1/3. Reach a word hunt streak of 3. Season Grinder 3/20. Collect 20 season hunt tokens. Back.
Again, I'm not sure what some of these things are, like the season hunt tokens and the word puzzles.
Main menu. What's?
But you just, I guess you get stuff as you run.
Shut up, out, learn, check for exit. Desktop.
But yeah, that is the audio version of Subway Surfers, which is pretty cool. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. If you have any questions, comments, if you can inform me as to some things that I might be missing, please don't hesitate to do that.
Audacity.
But until next time, you guys take care. Bye.